Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studio.
We'll do it live.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote, and we got a big show for you. Obviously, it's election night, and so you didn't know, huh?
No, but do I have time to vote?
Had you forgotten?
What time is it?
You voted by mail, right?
I voted already. Of course.
Yes, yes. I like voting. I don't think I'll ever go to do it. You know, live again. I like this voting by mail.
Yeah, there's something about it. I think that. Even in the internet age, I think, Chris, people are afraid that they still rather go to the polls because you just feel like, okay, my vote, if I drop it in the drop box, did it really get there? If I mailed it, did it really get there? Do you know what I mean? Like, there's a degree of that.
I would feel that way about the mailbox. You know,
I felt better
about the ballot box. I felt, you know what I mean? I felt better about the drop box. But I hear
you. But I'm just saying, you know what I mean? Like, that's why I don't think we'll ever, like, we should have 100% voting if everybody did it online or used their phone or whatever. But then could somebody hack the system? Do you know what I mean? And fudge the votes? I mean, there's a There's a pro and con. I agree with you as far as of doing it this way, so you don't have to stand in line and you do the old way.
And you know what I liked, right? Like, because I was into the locals, really, you know, and I got to, like, look online and see what the local, you know, people stood for. Whereas usually I'm just in there. I'm going to be honest. You know, in the past, I didn't know what the local people were standing for. I just might have voted based on party or what the name looked like. You know what I mean?
No, I know, right.
You know, so I actually got to really have more educated votes this year as far as the local and so
I did my research living in L.A. And, you know, like, I really did. I did not just vote blindly. I did. Right. I did do a little research, you know, take a look at like what the LA Times is saying, the other newspaper, you know what I mean? To get a feel for the candidate. And that doesn't help me. That doesn't make me pick somebody, but it just gives me like a synopsis of who they are and what they're trying to do. And that's what I'm looking for. That's all
Absolutely.
I need.
Absolutely. All right. We got Charlie Casserly, former NFL general manager. Now he's with the NFL Network as an analyst. He's a friend of the show. Always fun to have him on. He'll be on at the bottom of the hour. And just lots to get into with the NFL. Of course, the trade deadline came and went. And we will get right into that in a moment. But first on this, what, Rob? What day is this?
It is a Trash Talking Tuesday.
Wowzy. That's right. Third hour of the show, 6:35 Pacific, 9:35 Eastern. You'll be able to call in, trash anyone or anything in the world of sports. So get ready for that. But we got DJ Alex Teicher, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, in the house on the ones and twos. Of course, running things, super producer Rob G. And back for the second straight day, our man Ralph Irvin with what is trending. All right, Rob, I mentioned it. The NFL trade deadline has come and gone. And the big news to me is that, yet again, Rob, the Green Bay Packers did nada. And I would say this because, you know, we know what Rod, I'm not panicking at all. The Green Bay Packers are making the playoffs. Green Bay Packers are relatively dangerous because they got Aaron Rodgers. And they, you know, they got some help elsewhere. So I'm not tripping off their 28-22 loss on Sunday to the Vikings. But Aaron Rodgers after that game, Rob, he kind of threw it out there. He was asked if he felt they needed another receiver at the deadline. And his quote was, that's not a bad question, but that's one I can't answer.
Right.
He could easily been like, no, you know, we're good. We just got Devontae back, you know, Lazar's out, you know, we'll be okay. But no, he left it hanging. He's smart. And I don't blame him. Because you know what? The rumors, the reports were that they were in talks to get Will Fuller from the Houston Texans. And I tell you what, he ain't DeAndre Hopkins, but Will Fuller's not bad. He would have helped Green Bay. He would have taken some of the heat off of Devontae Adams. And I think he would have been a great get had they been able to do it. And the reports are that they didn't, you know, they didn't want to give up too much for him. And Rob, I'm gonna say this because I know you want to talk about this. The Green Bay Packers continue to take Aaron Rodgers for granted. You have got a legendary quarterback. You have got one of the five greatest to ever throw the football, whether you rank him in the top five or not. In that category, to throw the football, he's in the top five. And you seem to me, to be content with your one Super Bowl. And Rob, this is the Green Bay Packers. Now, the young people might be like, who are they? The Packers, they're nothing special. The Green Bay Packers are one of the flagship franchises in the NFL. The Green Bay Packers were championship hoarders under Vince Lombardi. I know it was ages ago, but they've got two Super Bowls in the last 53 years. And they seem content with it. One with Favre, one with Rodgers. And I say when you have a quarterback of this caliber, you need to do everything you can to win now. And they don't seem to be doing it, Rob. They seem content to be relevant, playoff bound and have, you know, a great quarterback that you know is going to get you on national TV and people are going to be talking about. And that's that. I don't like it.
The Green Bay Packers are whatever, for whatever reason, this is how they operate. And it doesn't make sense. Especially the draft, more so than this, I get it. You know, like not wanting to give up a pick for a guy who could be a free agent and could walk. So I understand that part of it. Like, it ain't like you're getting him and he's going to be here. You know what I mean? And at one time, if I remember correctly, a couple years back, and this is when you realize where the Packers are and their mindset. And remember, they're not owned by an owner. They're owned publicly.
Right.
It's kind of weird. They have a chairman. Do you know what I mean, Chris?
Yeah, it's like not, the whole town owns.
Yes. Like everybody owns, like they don't really technically own the team, but they have shares.
Right.
It's the weirdest thing in sports. So there is
not
no
like
guy.
You can call in and be like, hey, I think we should.
But there is no guy, okay? You could say, hey, the owner, make this happen for Aaron. You know what I mean?
Right.
Jerry Jones, make this happen, or an owner,
well,
or
it's
something.
It's the GM. You know, it's the executives.
But, right.
I mean, they're the
saying,
ones calling it, but I
but
hear
they're
you,
not,
what you're saying.
Yeah, they're not held accountable is what I'm saying to you. Nobody even knows who runs the Packers, Chris. This is what I'm saying. You can't give me a name. I'll tell you, anybody in NFL and football can't give you a name. Who do you go to and complain? It's like a chairman of the holding company. Do you know what I'm saying?
I
think that's part of it. And a couple years ago, I remember, and I say a couple, 5 or 6 or 8 years, I can remember the Packers were the only team in the NFL where everybody on their roster, Chris, 53 players, were all drafted by the Green Bay Packers. Nobody had come from another organization or another team. Like, it was unheard of, like, to have an – with nobody. Yeah. It was the Packers' way. They drafted everybody. You came through their system. There was no, oh, yeah, he played for the Bears or he played for the Lions.
He went
or,
out and improved the team by making
right,
a trade.
Right, nobody.
Agency. Well, but to me, what does that tell you?
No, but I'm just saying – I'm saying this is what they've done, and they need to break away from the mold. I mean,
right.
I don't understand
the idea. Do you agree
the
with my premise? That they're content being relevant. They're content being a playoff
team. I don't know if
team.
They're content of being relevant. I mean, they went to the NFC Championship game. You would think that they would want to win. I don't.
But that's my point.
It's hard for me to believe that.
They went to the NFC Championship game and then drafted 3 backups. Their first 3 picks, 3 backups. And then at the trade deadline, when you lose 2 games, you know, pretty badly. I mean, yesterday, Sunday was a bad loss because the Vikings aren't that good. And then, obviously, they got hammered by Tampa Bay. Like, if you're – Rob, I would think if you're that close, then you're like, let's get that extra piece. And I just feel like they're content. And they may say, because you're right, they got Aaron Rodgers, so they always have a chance, a shot. But I don't think they're putting him in the best position to have the best shot at getting to the Super Bowl.
No, well, I mean, that's the crutch that they've had, and they've used that, and they've been fortunate. They've been fortunate that they have 2 legendary quarterbacks back-to-back. So they're going to have, when you look at it, you know, 25 or 30 years, right? Of 2 quarterbacks.
No question. 30
how many
years
organizations,
of great
how many,
quarterbacks.
How many organizations can say that, Chris? Like seriously. You had 2 quarterbacks for 30 years.
I can't think of an organization that can say it straight.
Right.
I can't think of another.
2.
Pittsburgh, you had Bradshaw, and then you went through a slump. Then you got Roethlisberger. But straight?
Straight.
No,
we're only 2 guys.
I don't think there is another one.
Right. Where 2 guys were under center
Peyton
for.
And Luck. I mean, but it didn't last 30 years. It would have, right? It would have had Luck, you know, not.
They would have had a shot at it, right? But I'm just saying, there aren't that many organizations that can do that. So I think that's part of it is the crutch part. Part of it is, wow, we didn't get him. We didn't get him. We didn't draft him a wide receiver, and the Packers were averaging 40 points their first 4 games.
Well, right.
Or whatever.
That was the thought early, right?
No, I know.
Even with Adams out.
This is what I'm saying. I'm not making an excuse for him because
no,
I think it would have been easy. But I'm telling you, that's where their head is. Oh, we didn't get him a guy. That's funny. We didn't score average 13 points a game. We averaged 40 points. They scored the most points in the history of the Packers organization through the first four games ever.
Yeah, but they've come back to earth.
No, I know, but I'm saying this is why I think that they think that Aaron is a magician,
right.
And he can he can make tuna salad out of tuna blank. You know what I mean? And this is the problem.
Yeah, because Brett Favre. You mentioned it. Two legendary quarterbacks. Brett Favre.
How many years was Brett Favre there, Chris?
Super Bowls.
I mean, Rob G.
You're gonna have two. Who knows? We'll see what Rodgers does. But right now you got two Super Bowls in those 27 or 30 years or whatever it is.
Well, when did they win the first? When they win the first one with 90 something, 98? When was that? 93?
Yeah, it was around 98. It was somewhere around there.
So since 98, they got two Super Bowls.
Yeah. And then, but remember, when you and I were coming up, the Packers weren't anything special. They
weren't
relevant for a lot of the, you know what I mean?
No, they were good nothing. In the 50s and 60s.
Right.
And then
70s,
when they,
80s, they weren't right. a thought. 96, they won.
So 96 and 2010.
96 and 2010. So, all right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Does it feel like the Packers are taking Aaron Rodgers for granted? Did they make a mistake by not trading for a wide receiver at today's trade deadline? We will continue the conversation with you on this Trash Talking Tuesday. Next is Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. And we're throwing it out to you guys, 877-99 on Fox. You heard me passionate about this. I think the Green Bay Packers wasting Aaron Rodgers' time there by not putting everything they can around him. We talked yesterday about people saying, the Miami Dolphins, you know, they got a shot to make the playoffs, and so they need to keep Ryan Fitzpatrick in because it's rare that you get a chance to make the playoffs, and it's not fair to the veterans on that team who are, you know, fighting tooth and nail to win, and you're experimenting with your rookie to see if he's the guy you want to go with long term. Well, how much more if you have a chance to win a Super Bowl? They should be all in. Enough of being close. It should be, let's get Aaron whatever he needs to give us the best shot to do it. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. What do you think? You agree with me? Disagree? Are the Packers wasting Aaron Rodgers' time there by not getting any more help?
All right, Christian in Vancouver, British Columbia, right? You're on the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio. I've never been to Vancouver.
Beautiful.
Chris, did you go?
City. Oh, beautiful.
You went for the Grizzlies?
What up, Odd Couple?
What's up?
What's up, man?
Yeah, Vancouver is fantastic. I'm an American, so I'm really lucky to be
It's one of the most, Vancouver. It might be the most beautiful city in North America.
Yeah, just it's absolutely fabulous.
Yeah, architecture. Yeah, it doesn't have the history, you know, of some of the European countries and all that, or cities, but as far as modern tech, you know, architecture and all that, it's beautiful. I got to admit, though, I wasn't impressed with the food. Keeping
it
real.
Got the sushi is really good. So
I didn't have one meal there that made me say, mm. I'm going to be honest. I ain't have sushi, though. Maybe next time I go, I'll have sushi.
All right.
Yeah, for sure. But anyway, on the Packers, Will Fuller on an expiring contract, they were offering up for a second-round pick, and that was a little steep. But I think the real mistake was not bolstering the Packers' run defense. The Steelers got a pretty solid inside linebacker from the Jets for a fifth-round pick, and I think that's probably what the Packers should have done. The offense has been putting up points, like you guys said. It's just that defense, especially against the run, they got cooked by Dalvin Cook.
No, right. That's how they lost. It wasn't.
They don't look physical to me, and we saw that against San Francisco. Of course, last year in the NFC Championship. But we also saw it, I thought, against Tampa Bay. Like, there are certain teams I think can push them around, so I think that's a good point.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Christian. Alfonso in Bakersfield. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Alfonso?
How you doing? First-time caller?
Thank
What's
you,
up,
bud.
Brother?
I agree with you
Don't
guys.
Don't make it
I
the think... last time.
Yeah, I agree. I think they should have went on the defensive side. And who knows, maybe they should have brought J.J. Watt back home to Wisconsin, you know? Bolster up that run defense, give a little bit more attitude.
Yeah, I would have
brought you
nice.
That on that side of the ball.
Yeah, I think nice. People could have made the case that maybe defensively or another player or something else, Chris.
Oh, yeah.
Even if it wasn't another wide receiver because
I agree with that.
Yeah, but just another to add something to the mix. Yep. How about Ham? In New Jersey, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Ham?
What's up, fellas?
Ham, how dark is it in Jersey? Is it with the time change? Is it dark?
Yeah, it's nighttime now.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm driving. I'm
That's right now.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed because there was players available. Antonio Brown, prime time. If we pick him up and we have Davante Adams, come on, who's stopping us?
But that's Adam not going to happen.
Adam Schefter said that they made a call about him, didn't get too serious. I think, Rob, if you had between Tampa Bay and Green Bay, now obviously you got two great quarterbacks, but just the weather and everything in Tampa, I could certainly argue he would have got more looks and targets in Green Bay, though.
Yeah, but how long do you have with Tom? You can build a relationship with Aaron.
Well, it was only a year. Right. I'll give you that. I'll give you that.
No, right. That would have been your selling point that, you know, Tom could be one and done or 2 years and that's it. Aaron's got maybe 5 or 6 years left to play.
Right.
You know, the way that things are set up. How about Marty in Kentucky? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Marty?
What's up, fellas? I was interested in hearing what Chris dined on in Europe. I'm curious what Rob ate in Antarctica. Penguin?
We were on a cruise ship, man. It was nothing but good food. I gained 10 pounds on that cruise ship. They served us 4 meals a day. It was delicious. They had 3 chefs. And it was awesome. It just was awesome.
It did look pretty cool, I got to admit. But on this Green Bay subject, fellas, I don't want to be a prisoner of the moment. I really felt like the Tampa Bay game was another one of those games. A team and a quarterback, they just don't play well after bye week. It happened to Russell Wilson, and I think he's the best in the game. He did not play well after bye week. This week, they really needed Aaron Jones. That was a weapon they needed. LaFleur wants to run a balanced offense, and he doesn't want a defense to be able to cheat either way, and they did not respect their running game at all. And I'm not that upset with their pick of a quarterback as early as they went first round, because Rodgers has had injuries and they hadn't had good enough quarterbacks to at least go .500 while he was out. So I was thinking maybe that was their thought. But I would have liked like an inside linebacker or a safety that was really good that can run down a guy like Cook who dominated him last week.
Oh, yeah. No, he ran the ball. He ran over them. I mean, that was – they couldn't stop the run. It also took the ball. They didn't have that many possessions when you can run use the clock, Chris, and eat it up.
Yep.
And have a long drive and possessions. It changes the game.
Well, look, we'll get into some of this and more with Charlie Casserly, former NFL general manager. He's coming up next. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Former NFL general manager, analyst now with the NFL Network, friend of the show, Charlie Casserly. Charlie, what's happening?
What's up, Charlie?
Hanging with you guys.
Great to have you as always. Let's get right to it. Trade deadline comes and goes. Green Bay Packers don't make a move. You know, you could read in the Aaron Rodgers comment after Sunday's loss to Minnesota that maybe he won another receiver. Obviously, the defense could maybe use a little help. Do you think that the Packers made a mistake not bolstering themselves, and where do you see them kind of in that hunt to get to the Super Bowl in the NFC?
Well, I don't know what the details of the trade, what they were asking for. Of course, Fuller was in the last year of his contract. So,
right.
And you're buying a guy for half a season that you may not sign, probably wouldn't sign next year because you wouldn't pay the money. So on paper, he'd help them. There's no question about it. He changes the coverage because of his speed. Where they are in the thing, Tampa's a team that, you know, some people think is, maybe the best team in the NFC. The Giants gave them all they can handle last night, so they're not infallible. The Saints are going to be there. They're a dangerous team. Seattle, obviously, can't stop anybody, but nobody's been able to stop them. So right. I think it's going to be a tournament. Nobody from the East will win it. I don't think the Bears are going to be able to sustain themselves in that division. You're looking at, Seattle, Tampa Bay, Green Bay, and New Orleans. So to me, it's the final four.
Hey, you mentioned New Orleans and Michael Thomas. What has happened there? Charlie, there's got to be some other story going on. Is it, you know, I heard a little bit about maybe because when they he had the altercation and they didn't play him or something. What is going on? This guy had an unbelievable year, the best year as a receiver, and this year, nothing. What's going on?
No, I don't really know, to be honest with you. That's something I don't work on. Network guys may ask me to get into those things. And obviously, he's a great loss to the team, but you know somehow they've been able to survive mixing and matching a bunch of receivers,
right.
and along with Cook, the tight end, and Kamara is really the guy. I mean, that's the guy you got to stop when you play him, and he's hard to stop. So I don't know what the facts are. I think if you get him back there, let me say this. When teams don't want him in the lineup, and he's in there, he's a huge part of their offense. So I got to believe at some point he gets back in there.
Are you hearing anything on Tua as far as how impressed Miami was with him in practice? You know, Brian Flores didn't give him a glowing review, obviously, after that game Sunday, which he didn't do much.
He only had 89 yards
negative.
Or something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, 93 yards. And, you know, and there's the talk, Charlie. There were reports that a big part of why they went to him is that they want to see if he's their guy for the future because they got the Houston Texans pick in the first round, which, you know, could be a top quarterback, Justin Fields or Trevor Lawrence or somebody. Do you think they made the right decision going to Tua at this time? And have you heard anything about how high or not high they are on him?
Well, I think if I'm sitting in their chair, I want to see this guy play.
Right.
And, you know, Fitz might win us some more games. But Fitz will lose some games. We know that he's inconsistent, but he obviously has had some really good games this year. But it, you know, with the Texans pick, we may be facing a quarterback. So let's try to find out what we can about this guy, so that we can make a decision, if we are facing a quarterback at that point in time. I thought Flores was probably honest. How about that in his comments there about how Tua played? And, the feeling was they were excited about Tua. He had been, performing well in practice. But again, he was a guy who didn't have a preseason, didn't have any spring practice. So, this is a big jump for him in the NFL. I thought that I liked him coming out. I thought that the things he'd have to adjust to would be his height and pass protection and seeing through things. And he was a little bit of a gambler down the middle of the field. So those were two things that, he had to get better on. The vision, we'll have to see what happens. Gambling, he'd have to learn to maybe be a little more conservative down the middle of the field.
How about the Cowboys and Mike McCarthy? His first year has been a disaster. Obviously, they have some injuries now. They don't have their quarterback. But even before Dak went down, it's just horrible. And how tough is it for a coach? Is there any chance that Nolan could get the D coordinator, get fired? Or now because of the quarterback going down, will they like just pull back the dogs and accept this year and not make a move like that?
Well, the only person who's going to know that is Jerry Jones, and, he seems to be defending everybody right now. In all honesty, I didn't think the defense was going to be any good this year. They lost Robert Quinn, who was an excellent pass rusher for him. He's in the lineup. That helps DeMarcus Lawrence. Mm-hmm. Byron Jones was the glue to me in the secondary. After that, I didn't think they really had, a good starting caliber player in the secondary. So you lose a top pass rusher, and then you get your depth goes away in the middle of the line. So I thought they were going to struggle mightily on defense. And, they seem to be trying to work through the system because when you talk to teams that play them, they feel if you go up-tempo on them, that they have trouble lining up quickly, and that's not a good sign. Mm-hmm. Offensively, the offensive line, the injuries, they're huge. They're huge. This team was built around its offensive line, and obviously losing Dak was, certainly huge in itself. But if Dak's still in there, you still have the offensive line is a mess, and your defense is not nearly as good as it was last year on paper. And you couple that with trying to learn a new system, and so you got a lot of problems there. I thought they were overrated coming in because the defense wasn't going to be very good.
Yeah, ESPN picked them to go to the Super Bowl.
Well, we all make picks. We'd rather like to have.
I know, but I even I was picked
with everybody else.
Hey, I just was that one really like hit me because Chris picked them last year, but didn't pick them this year. No, so that told me something, right, Chris? You changed your mind on them.
Yeah, I was done with them after last year. But former NFL GM Charlie Cashley joining the iCouple. Charlie, we talked about quarterbacks earlier, and this is a quarterback. Looks like it's going to be a good quarterback draft. The Giants and the Jets, the two New York teams, will be in position, it looks like, to get a good quarterback. Is any of the guys they have, Darnold with the Jets, Sam Darnold, or Daniel Jones with the Giants, is either of those two guys a keeper to the point where they could pass on a Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields, or maybe even a kid from North Dakota State or North Dakota or BYU, some of these other guys they're talking about?
Well, let me give you – I'm going to answer your question in a philosophical, big-picture way. I won't talk about the college players till probably January.
Okay.
I don't start looking at them till December. So,
right.
So they're names to me at this point in time. I haven't done any research on them. If you believe Trevor Lawrence, as an example, is a franchise quarterback, and you think he's better than the guy you have on a comparative basis coming out of college, take him. You don't bat an eye on that one, okay? Both guys, you know, Darnold, I don't know how you evaluate him. The offensive line was a problem.
See, I agree.
He doesn't have weapons. He's going through coaching changes.
Yep.
I've talked to people that still like this guy, and it would take the guy in a minute. Okay? So there's more we don't know than we do know about him. I still, if I had a chance to get him, I'd take him. Right? If I had a chance to get Daniel Jones, I'd take him. Daniel Jones isn't going anywhere.
Now, Charlie, let me ask you this before you go on with Daniel Jones. He had 34 turnovers in his first 20 games, the most since Ryan Leaf had 41 in his first 20 games. What is it? Daniel Jones is a turnover machine. What do you like about him?
The pass he made to Tate right at the end of the game.
Okay, I got that, but what
he
about the rest of the game?
For sure.
Okay.
Right. Okay, yeah. All right, let me answer the question. You asked me what I liked. I told you what I liked.
Yep.
I don't like the turnovers. There's a point that's going to come here, and we don't know when it is, that you're going to say enough is enough, and we're going to go with somebody else. I think you got a team that's rebuilding. I think this guy's got a lot of positives. He should be over some of those turnovers now. The interceptions last night, not good. You got to get some game management in you. And he hasn't got over there yet. The fumbles. I've never seen a quarterback that's fumbled this much over a period of time he's had. I've seen fumbles by rookie quarterbacks, but they get over it. And it's not that they get over it. They work at it and they beat it. This guy hadn't beaten it yet. So, again, if the Giants are sitting there, I would take a franchise quarterback if they believed he was better than Daniel Jones coming out of college. I wouldn't hesitate on that. And then Jones has not gone past what you want him to do. But if I don't have that franchise guy, I'm not going to sit there and get rid of this guy either. So
sometimes I think he doesn't have thumbs because he can't hold on to the ball. I don't get it.
No, it's a frustrating thing. Believe me, for them.
Right.
But they're saying, okay, what's their alternate right now? Zero.
No, I got that now. Right. I got that, but I'm just not big on him. They were calling him Danny Dimes,
and I can see why.
Yep.
All right, Charlie Cashley, great
Thanks,
stuff as
Charlie.
Always, Charlie. We appreciate it.
All right. Hey, have a good night. You guys voted now, right?
Of course. I hope
we
voted.
Mailed right. in.
Charlie,
mailed
did you
in.
Did you mail it in or did you go to the polls? What'd you do?
No, we mailed it in. We got our ballot in September. We mailed it in September.
Okay.
We got it.
Wow.
So,
yeah. All right.
Yeah, we missed going to the polls, though, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's a little different.
But we did.
But we did it. Everybody, we had to vote. We got to exercise
right,
your
good
right.
See you guys.
Yep,
all right,
thank
Charlie,
you.
Thanks. The Ravens laid an egg against the Steelers on Sunday, but was it enough to knock them out of Parker's power rankings this week? We'll find out next. It's the iCouple Fox
Is that coming
Sports
up now?
Right? Yes. You better go ahead and do them. You haven't done them yet, have you?
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on election night. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studio. Speaking of elections, Rob Parker's got his own election called the Parker's Power Rankings. A bit biased, although I give him props. I give him props for last week. He actually put the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in. But I would not be surprised if after a uninspiring performance last night in a win,
that was so
that
ugly.
They may have dropped out.
What was that?
It was, you know, look.
It was an ugly game.
I'm not tripping off the Packers losing Sunday to the hapless Vikings. Although the Vikings aren't that bad, And I'm not tripping off Tampa Bay last night, but you're right. They're two ugly games by two good teams. Yep. All right, let's see what Parker's NFL power rankings have in store.
Can you increase your power?
Do you need the power?
Yeah.
Well, here it comes.
Power.
Can you feel the power?
Power. It's Parker's power rankings.
All right. I'll tell you who fell out of the top five.
Uh-oh.
The Baltimore Ravens.
Number wow. six.
That's right.
I know that hurt.
The Baltimore Ravens, they had to wow. fall out. I mean,
wow.
5-2. Just not a good game. A lot of turnovers. We know that. All right, let's go.
Number five.
Number five, the Green Bay Packers. 5-2. They still remain in
so
the top
five. You kept
them
over Baltimore.
I did.
Why?
Only because Aaron Jones didn't play for them. They didn't have their star running back. You know what I mean, Chris? That probably could have, had he been able to run the ball, would have neutralized Cook, right? The other way. I think not having him and losing that game.
He's a big part of their.
Right, of what they're doing. I think that's fair. And Baltimore had its full squad. So I'll put the Packers 5, Baltimore 6.
Okay.
Number 4.
Tampa Bay Bucks, 6-2. Obviously, it's about winning. There's no style points. Obviously, it was a questionable call by the officials by picking up that flag at the end.
I thought he got there early. A smidge early. Yeah.
The flag should have stood.
Yeah, I thought it was just a little too early. Yeah, it was close, but
I agree. I think the initial call, Chris, was the right call. Yeah. But anyway, they squeaked out a game that they were, what were we talking last night, 11-point favorites?
12.5, I think.
12.5, and they needed everything, and they needed a little luck. There was a little lope going on there for Tom Brady last night, but they get the win, so I'm going to keep them at number 4.
Number 3.
Seattle, you know, I keep looking at this team. They're 6-1, and we know what Russell Wilson's doing, Chris. 26 touchdowns through 7 games. Incredible. But their defense, they can't stop anybody. It's just a weird team. They win despite – if there was any other quarterback there, Chris, I don't know if they'd be 6-1. Seriously.
He's
and
magical,
the way,
man.
Right?
He's
the way magical. He's playing.
But I see a lot of what – the same thing Green Bay does with Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
You know, they look for him to be Superman.
You got to be Superman. And if he doesn't – then you don't win, but they've been winning, so they're 6-1. They'll stay at number 3.
Number 2.
Kansas City Chiefs, 7-1. You know, they beat up on the Jets. No one's going to give them anything for that. That was easy. They even covered, 19.5 points, Chris. So that was a good one. I did win some shekels on them.
Really?
Okay. I did in Las Vegas. So I was happy about that. They're rolling along, 7-1. And the other thing, too, is the Chiefs are ranked higher in their scoring defensively, Chris, as they are higher in defensive scoring than they are in points, which is incredible. The defense has been good. And, of course, here we go.
Number 1.
Pittsburgh Steelers, 7-0. It wasn't pretty. They got help. The 4 turnovers. But it doesn't matter. Sports has a short menu, and they're 7-0 and undefeated.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.